Today on Real Radio.
By the way, did you know something? You're not going to want to hear this. But the more a Christian complains, it is proof positive of their distance from their walk with God.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series called The Disciplines of Life, a collection of studies that applies scriptural principles to our lives as true disciples of Jesus. Among the fundamental ways our Maker works in the lives of His people, there is the sanctification process, transforming us more and more to live for Him. Often, it's not easy. But those trials turn to gold, as the old saying goes. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in an exploration of what Scripture says on this topic. It's called The Discipline of Dependability.
A born-again heart cannot think like that. A born-again heart says, I don't care what Jack says. I got to get there before the worship begins. Because that's my offering to Him. That's my time with Him in a corporate setting. In a convocation, that's my moment. Teach your heart to praise and worship. Do you know the difference between praise and worship? Some people get all bent out of shape. It should only be praise, or it should only be worship. No, the Bible says that we are to praise and worship. Worship is more like those times when we're singing and it's kind of melodic and it's kind of meditative. You know what I'm talking about? And it's kind of like this, and that's wonderful. And then praise is more of the time where it's like this, God, you're awesome, and God, you're great. Both are biblical. Both we are to do. Number four, accept the man or woman He has made you or made you into be. Your heart needs to understand this. Your new heart, your born-again heart. God, listen. In fact, Esther, didn't we read about Esther today? She's going to come to the conclusion soon in our daily Bible reading that she's come into the kingdom. She's going to hear this from Mordecai for such a time as this. Guess what? Are you alive right now? Yep. Are you born again? Mm-hmm. Are you listening? Yep. You've been appointed right now for such a time as this by the hand of God. You understand something now. Whatever your life has been previously to this moment, if you're a Christian today, whatever hardship, difficulty in life you've had, it is to the making and building of your Christian character. Did you have a rough this or a good that or a whatsoever? It's for your character. Accept the person who you are in Christ and get up and go. Don't look around and say, I wish I was like her. I wish I was like him. You're not them. You're not supposed to be her. Get up and go. Yeah. Here's the cool thing. Are you ready for this? I've only had about 3 original thoughts in my entire life, and this is one of them. It's very hard to have an original thought. I remember 30 years ago really struggling with, God, why'd you save me? I'm so stupid. Why argue with them? Just say, thank you very much. No, I'm going to get in a debate with them. Why'd you save me anyway? And the Lord instilled in my heart this, because I wanted to be somebody else. He's like, you know, I don't want to be me. And God says, Jack, I didn't die for your personality. I died for your sins. I made you who you are because I like you. That's freaky weird, huh? The sin issue. He died for the sin issue. He thinks that, you know that stuff in your life that you're kind of quirky about? God thinks that's cool with you. It drives us nuts, but He likes that in you. It's absolutely amazing. Number 5, fellowship with those that are stronger than you in the faith. That you can't read stronger, but that's stronger there. Fellowship with those that are stranger. Does that say stranger? No, it says stronger. Fellowship with those that are stronger than you are in the faith. You always want to hang out with people that are going to challenge your walk. Don't hang out with people that don't challenge your walk. Pick your friends prayerfully. Next one. There's 10 of them. Do this faithfully. Do it faithfully. Number 7, guard your heart with all diligence, says the scripture. Watch out. Your heart is like a ginormous backstop, and it catches things. You need to maintain your heart. Number 8, find a quiet place to listen to God. Every day. I'm not joking about this. Find a quiet place to listen to God. He will bless your life. Number 9, learn to meditate in his word. Talk. This is my form of meditation. This is what I mean by that. This is personal. Maybe this doesn't work for you. I'll just do Bible roulette here for a second, okay? There was a space in front of the gate chambers, 1 cubit on this side and 1 cubit on that side. Now, wait a minute. The gate chambers were 6 cubits on this side and 6 cubits on that side. I know what that's about. That's about God. That's about assembling the tabernacle in the wilderness, which would eventually lead to the building of the temple, because the temple was built after the model of the tabernacle. But I know something about the tabernacle. It was built after the model, the accurate one, which is in heaven above. So, Lord, this verse right here, I pray that my life would be patterned after the master's life, Jesus, that every step I take, every direction I move, everything I see, everything I go, that you'd give me discerning eyes, discerning hands and feet. God, that I would walk in the spirit, walk in the power, that I would not fulfill the lust of my flesh. And Lord God, that you would just do that in my life until I am in your heavenly temple forever with you. In Jesus' name, amen. That's meditating on his word. You pray the scripture into your life. Number 10, pray into your heart what he's teaching you day by day. Did you get a flat tire today? Lord, what's with the flat tire? Talk to me about it. Something's going on. Did the AAA man need to hear about Jesus? What went on in your life today that to you was a setback? Personally, those interruptions that I don't really like, I find out later. Sometimes I miss them completely. And the Lord taps me on the shoulder and says, I was in that thing, Jack, and you missed it. You made that wrong turn and you went over there and that thing and then right there. I was in that. I was in the wrong turn. Exercise. Listen to this. The discipline of dependability is exercising our new body. This is kind of fun. I got to go through this one quickly, but this is kind of fun. You say, what do you mean our new body? Well, this is going to take a stretch of faith. We can understand a new heart. We even see that in action. But our bodies are pretty amazing things, you guys. According to the Lord, they're perfect tools for what he wants to accomplish in this world. These bodies. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9:24, this is heavy stuff. My body, the scripture says, is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. That is pure scripture. Paul says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things, has control of his body. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. He doesn't run like Forrest Gump. Okay? He knows where he's going. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. Paul is saying, man, in my Christianity, I look at it as a boxer. And a boxer's not going like this, like he's a swimmer out of water. I'm not flailing here. I don't beat the air. He says, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. The spiritual aspects of our body. I think sometimes we're a little bit Gnostic in the way that we live our lives, and that's wrong. Well, you know, in heaven, it's all going to be good then, but right now I'm just a rotten, stinking sinner, so oh well. That's terrible. The Spirit leads our life, and so our body should be in obedience. How much of our physical being is in relation to our spirit being? I'm going to say 100%. You want to know how important it is to God? This is a pretty disgusting picture. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Do you not know that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, says the scripture, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Listen to this. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Sexual sin is different from all other types of sin. That's powerful, isn't it? And it's so spirit. Your body is such a spiritual machine for the work of God in this element, in this world, that the Bible says if you were to join yourself to someone outside of marriage, you're joining Christ to them. That's a horrible picture. It's supposed to be. That's why Paul used it. Galatians 6, verse 15, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks. The word in Greek is stigma. The stigma of the Lord Jesus. The word stigma here means scars, bruises, wounds, disfigurements. By the way, the word also means the recognition of ownership. Paul had scars all over his body, and he could say, you see this one? I don't think I have a scar anywhere. I don't think I even bruised my... I'm not even sure if I cut my finger before, but I'm such a wimp. I'm looking for something. I have a mosquito bite maybe right there. I'm not sure. Paul would say, you see this one? I got that in Cappadocia when I got beat up there. And then this one, oh yeah, you see these scars here on my cheek? That's where they beat me up when I was in that area of Turkey. And my back, he put up his shirt. Oh my goodness, Paul's back must have been horrible to look at. He had been beaten so many times. Several times he received the Roman 39 lashes, which often killed people. Can you imagine his back, the scar tissue, the disfigurement of Paul? Paul says, oh yeah, you think, who are you? I'm Paul. Oh yeah, you big Christian man. Well, I don't know about that, but I bear the stigma of Christ in my body. I don't. Wow. Exercise in our new body. Remind your body of its proper place. It ain't God. Okay, so stop treating it like God or a God. It's your body. It's a tool. Number two, don't be so quick to obey its first impulses. It screams all the time. It's always yelling at you. Three, you will not die if you don't get that thing. Four, take physical care of yourself for him. He wants to use your body. You can't go around the world preaching the gospel if you're abusing your body. Five, enslave your body to the things of God. Enslave your body to the things of God. Six, do that thing faithfully. Seven, receive his virginity for your body. I should say receive his virginity for your body again. Are you single? And you think you've blown it? You're not a virgin? Now you're single? You're a Christian? It's, oh my goodness, I'm wasted goods. I'm damaged goods. No, you're not. Listen, whole world, listen to this. Only Jesus lets you become a virgin again. Only Jesus lets you start over again. That's awesome. In body, soul, and spirit, you can start brand new again. with your body. It's amazing. Only through Jesus. Isn't that great? It's wonderful. Number 9, expose yourself to godly environments. If Jesus delivered you from a life of drinking, then don't go to the bar to get a glass of water. Okay? If you have a hard time with pornography, do not use, what is it, the 60 freeway. Don't go there. Take the 10 or the 91. Do you have a problem with temper? Then don't watch extreme fight night stuff. Be wise. 10, keep a watchful eye out for snares. Things that will trip you up. Snares. We need to order our new life. How do we do that? Personally, for me, this is the big deal. This is ordering the new life as a Christian. This is the biggest thing in my life, personally. And it means this. The new structure of the born-again life. The discipline of dependability is creating now and ordering a new life. I have so many scriptures that I can't read. Maybe they can just flash them up on the screens and let them go down, starting with Colossians 3. You guys can write them down as he puts them up. Colossians 3, verses 2 through 5. This is your homework. Romans 7, 21. To chapter 8, verse 1. That's a great one. Galatians 6, verses 5 through 8, about reaping and sowing in life. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7 is regarding spiritual matters in the kingdom of God. Be very, very extravagant with your devotion to God. In James 5, verses 7 through 9, be patient, establish your hearts. James ends in verse 9 saying, do not complain against brothers and sisters. By the way, did you know something? You're not going to want to hear this. But the more a Christian complains, it is proof positive of their distance from their walk with God. You cannot be a whiner, a grumbler, and a complainer and be near to the Lord. When you hear a Christian griping and grumbling about this thing and about that thing and about, it's because you've lost or they've lost the picture of him on his throne. And there's no fear of God in that when we gripe and complain. I don't know why. And I have, and this thing, and I, boy, I, and it's, and wow, and that I'm saying, you know what I mean? And all that stuff, you're far from God. You're far from God. You're in the desert. And so we're out of time. Oh, and I have 10 more things. I have these 10 things regarding this. It's important. Our new life. Number one. You guys already know this one. Put them on the screens, you guys. It's what you've been doing now, right? Wake up early. I wish I had like a military outfit on right now. Wake up early. Make uncomfortable changes in your life. Make uncomfortable changes. Get out of the comfort zone. The comfort zone will kill you. Okay? 3, no Bible, no prayer, then you don't get to eat any food. Every day, get up. If you don't read your Bible, if you don't pray, then you don't get to eat. He said, are you crazy? I am absolutely, totally right on. Make a deal with God. God, I will not eat any food in the morning until I've read my Bible and prayed. Let me tell you something. You will read your Bible and you will pray because you want that grand slam. 4, ask yourself, how will this affect my walk with God? Hey, Jack, come on, you want to go? Wait, how will this affect my walk with God? 5, present yourself to him for whatever he wants. That's Romans 12. Lord, here I am. What's the next one? Do that thing faithfully. Did you notice that's in all three of those things? Seven, establish yourself in righteousness. Do the right thing. Don't do the thing that you want to do. Can remember the first impulse? Hey, back off. Usually the thing that comes first is usually the wrong thing. Calm down, slow down, rethink it, pray, then watch what happens. Establish yourself in righteousness. Number eight, obey what you know. If in doubt, obey the word. Nine, trust him for the outcome, rest. And number 10, thank him in everything. We'll end with this. Thank him in everything. You cannot. Probably the greatest sin in a family, in my opinion, when it comes to, I'm talking somewhat normal family, is when a child is ungrateful. There's nothing you can do about it, mom. Dad, you know painfully. There's nothing you can do to make your child be grateful. And it comes right now back to where we started. Young people today, I mean this with all love. You need to know what it's like to work hard, plod along. You need to know, listen, you need to know how to deal with defeat. So you master that and you long for victory. You need to know what it's like to have to be dependent upon. And isn't that not true? You say, yeah, Jack, you tell those young people. That's all. I'm going to get this tape for those young people. Listen, God is saying to all of us, you'll never have deep character in the things of God without a consistent, dependable, ongoing, steadfast life. And every one of us as believers tonight need to be embarked on a journey where people are dependent upon us. Church, did you hear me? This is vital. Look around your Christian life and ask yourself this question. In the family of God, who depends upon me? If you don't know, you must change that now. Pray and change that.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a presentation called The Discipline of Dependability. A look at what God's written word says about our Maker working in our lives to make us more and more consistent in trusting Him and recognizing that it is our Father's world. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called The Disciplines of Life, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Meanwhile, you can hear this presentation again. Just visit realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org, and scroll down to the tab that says Today's Broadcast. Well, we've now surpassed the 10-year mark of 9/11, and here at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, we held our own Night of Remembrance and Night of Hope, and featured Congressman Bob McEwen. And just to give you an idea of how informative and well-connected Bob McEwen is, he served on the Intelligence Committee under two presidents, and we had the privilege of having him speak at our 9/11 service. And now you have the privilege of seeing and hearing Congressman Bob McEwen on DVD. We'll send you our 9/11 Memorial Service featuring Congressman Bob McEwen on DVD for your gift to the radio outreach of Real Radio of any amount. So call, click, or write. You can visit realradioactive.org. realradioactive.org, or call us at 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. If you'd like to do it the traditional way, send in your gift to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.